Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, October 7th, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. With us today, we're going to hear from Joan Sargent and Artha DeRuyter. They're going to talk about updates on St. Francis Animal Rescue and the upcoming pumpkin patch. So you can call in to ask a question. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Joan and Artha. How are you both today?
Great. Hello.
Yeah, we're really good. We're good because we're here.
Well, we're happy that both of you are here as well and happy that you're good. So let's talk about St. Francis. Will you inform everyone what St. Francis Animal Rescue is about?
Okay, well, St. Francis Animal Rescue, a little history very quickly, was 501c3, incorporated in 2009. It actually started in 2006, a group of, people who were responding to a really, really serious feral cat problem in our community, to the point where, you know, downtown was a mess. Cats were coming out of garbage cans and you know, you go to sit on a bench and you're kind of sitting and that smells like urine, and it was not good. So some community members, there was a tragic thing that happened, and then some community members took on the activity of trying to get as many of the cats altered, vaccinated, and adopted. The leader of this was Dolores Klinke. And Dolores is still with us. She's doing okay. She's got about six of the actually original cats still in her place. But that shelter is currently closed. So we've been at it for a while. And keeping the feral cat problem under control. And hopefully rehoming cats that need it here in Wrangell.
Yeah. And how is St. Francis doing today?
I think we're really, really, overall, we've been very successful. We went through a really, like many, a little rocky road there with COVID financially, but we were quickly able to pull out of it. We were able to get the COVID grant from the state, some assistance to keep cats fed and just keep our programs going. And then, you know, at that point, we put on a huge fundraising and have continued it in order to try to replace the shelter that was at the Klinke's, and also to keep all of our programs going.
Yeah, and how many animals are at St. Francis right now?
We're so lucky. Right now, it is a downtime of year. That's good. You know, things kind of pick up sometimes in the fall. We get more cats turned in, more calls about people concerned about kitties outside in the weather. So right now, there's actually only two. And if someone calls me about them, they're a bonded pair. They're not siblings. They came in at about the same time. So, you know, two adoptables. We're going to maybe start thinking about pulling some of the old cats, people who would like to get a senior kitty, transitioning them out of the Klinke facility. And just, we do take them into our homes to help them adapt before we put them up for adoption. So the board is talking about trying to work with those six cats so that if there's somebody out there that would take an elderly cat through its final years, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and yeah. What? How old would our elderly cats, would you say?
I would say over 10, and there are just a variety. There's not... I can only think of three that possibly we could, you know, could be homed. And the others are maybe too feral. We also, when we evaluate a cat, we're about placement. And if they have a little feral tendency, you know, they won't be as good with children. And It has to be somebody that has some experience with that. And we have adopted out some cats like that. We had one that actually it damaged me when I picked it up. I could not get near that cat, but there was a gal who said, you know, I've worked with, before I came here, I worked with feral cats. I'd like to work with this cat. And I went to see those people the other, not long ago, and that cat is just lazing around. I'm going, what the heck? We were just talking about that.
Cats choose people.
You don't choose cats.
Yeah, we definitely, Joan just said that before the show started. And also, so St. Francis mostly deals with cats. What about dogs?
We take dogs under emergency circumstance. And we have taken one. I still have that dog. Under other circumstances, I mean, I evaluate. I mean, is this an emergency? And that was truly an emergency. The individual was extremely sick, had to move because of the health problem. I had taken on this young dog. It was only 7 months. And it was a particular dog breed that has a bit of a reputation in town. And so, you know, it'd been bred in town, and some of the dogs had been difficult. And so people were kind of shying away. She couldn't find a home for it. So I just said, we'll give it a shot. And we took that dog. But otherwise, if it's just one that, you know, you've gotten and, oh, my gosh, it doesn't fit our lifestyle, we really ask people to try to find someone in the community to take it and work with it.
And so moving on, St. Francis covers half spays and neuters, right?
Okay. So what our one of our programs is a half-off spay-neuter program. And this is an open program with our, meaning any individual. We do not ask any information about your income. We don't get involved in any of that. Our goal is not to provide assistance to people in need. Our goal is to provide half-off spay neuter for the goal of having animals in this community neutered or spayed. It's population control is our goal, and there's enough kittens out in the world that, you know, we don't need to be making them and wrangle. So this program, you know, you just go into the vet, you have a cat you want altered, and you say, I'd like to utilize the half-off spay-neuter program, St. Francis's half-off spay-neuter, and the vet will alter the animal for half price. If you want to have your animal altered elsewhere, we will cover that cost at the equivalent of what we pay in wrangle.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of the things, you know, you brought that up. This is a really, I mean, wrangle does not have a feral cat problem because we have been just worked really hard on this, educating people about altering animals and how important it is in your community. Even if they're indoor, because if you have an animal that goes into heat and there's another animal outside that is not altered, they're probably going to drive you crazy. They're going to be in your window and trying to sneak through your door every time you open it. That happened to me. So, you know, it can be kind of a pain. But in the long run, our goal is to, you know, animal maintaining a healthy community in terms of having the feral problem under control, having the dogs that, you know, tend to wander, and they will really wander if they're not altered. Mm-hmm. So, I talked about this before. We really want to be open about this. I mean, what does it take to run this program? And of course, it takes dollars and cents for us.
And a lot of bake sales.
A lot of bake sales, yes.
We've made a lot of cookies and pies.
Yes. And I'll just put money out there. I mean, I think that the half-off spay-neuter program this year will cost us $5,000.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, we're looking at probably 30 animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a lot when you get right down to it. I mean, in terms of how many people are taking advantage of this program. And we, you know, we do, when you buy a pie, you're supporting this program.
Mm-hmm.
You're supporting the whole community. You aren't just supporting St. Francis.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really appreciate those that participate in our fundraisers.
And the bake sales are at the community markets.
Right.
Yes.
Is there any other way that people can, you know, contribute to St. Francis?
You can drop by First Bank. And just give them some money and say, put this in the St. Francis general account, and you know they'll take your money. I really appreciate it if you left your name too, so I can send you a thank you note.
There's the click give program too, isn't there?
Yeah, we sign up for the click pick give program. And then, you know, we're going to have other fundraisers, especially at Christmas time. It's really a very busy time we're going into for us. Yeah.
Do you know when the next community market will be so people can prepare for your bake sale?
Well, it's going to be, let me think.
The 25th.
It's the 25th?
Yes.
Okay.
The day we're doing our pumpkin patch.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. No, okay. she led right into the Harvest Fest.
Yeah. Oh, no. Let's talk about the Harvest Fest. So as Artha mentioned, it's October 25th from 2 to 4 at the Nolan Center. But the community market will be probably from 10 to 1,
yeah,
like it usually is.
We're pushing the Nolan Center to make this just a whole day. I mean, I noticed on their sign, they didn't add the community market, and I don't want to ask them to redo it. But, you know, the Nolan Center will be hopping on that day, all day. It starts off at 10 with the community market. At 11, we'll start the chili feed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. And then at 2 o'clock, the community market needs to clear out. At 1, and then at 2 o'clock, we'll open the doors to games, all kinds of activities. I just stopped by and talked to the Nolan Center about other people other than us that will be there. There's 6 nonprofits that will be participating, plus some of your sports teams. Mm-hmm. Will be there, and they'll have games, and they'll have food, and then of course there will be the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we're really encouraging, if you want an activity that you could use as a fundraiser, to contact the Nolan Center. Jeannie says that they're calling in quite a bit. Like I say, at this point we're up to 6. You know, the wrestling team's going to be there. Head Start, Burial Association, and I apologize for not recognizing the other 3 because they're not on the top of my head.
Right.
But, yeah. So
I just saw an ad for trying to get other, you know, organizations to come in, like what you were just saying. So just to clarify, the Pumpkin Patch, a chamber used to run, but this is the first year St. Francis is, right?
Yeah.
What should people expect, and why did St. Francis choose to run the Pumpkin Patch?
Well, I think you've read in the news.
We don't have enough on our plates.
I know, we don't have enough to do, you know? I mean, yeah.
We want to keep this tradition going.
Yes.
You know, it's a wonderful community tradition. and so much fun.
Yeah,
we just want to keep it going because the chamber's in flux right now.
Yeah,
and isn't able to handle it. So,
yeah,
we thought it'd be a great thing for a bunch of nonprofits to get together and all work together for this community tradition.
Definitely. And what should people expect with the pumpkin patch? Is it just for kids?
If you want a pumpkin, come.
Yeah, right.
We've already gotten pictures of how the chamber did it, okay, how they decorated, and the chamber is allowing us to use all of their decorations and their games that they had. We have kind of just the grocery store, both IGA and City Market have just turned over their donation of the pumpkins to us. Rather than the chamber, the Alaska Marine Lines is donated the freight, you know. So it was just a fundraiser for the chamber, and it's all just we're sliding in doing exactly what the chamber did. And like Arthur said, I mean, it is really important to maintain these community activities, and that's the only reason. I mean, like. She also, like, we have nothing to do. Now, I'm sorry. I'm a little stressed right now. You know, with much to do. And it's not like we don't have anything to do. It's that we really want to support this community.
Yeah, and St. Francis is part of the community
right.
as well. Is the pumpkin patch a fundraiser for St. Francis then?
Yes,
it is.
The part of the day that will be fundraisers, we have traditionally done the chili feed. And that was one of the reasons also to lose that fundraiser. At the pumpkin patch, we have traditionally done the chili feed, and that was a major fundraiser for us. We made a good significant amount of money at that fundraiser. And when the chamber dropped that event, we're going, how do we make up for it? You know, because we definitely have to make up for it. And I guess how we make up for it is just to run it, you know. Yeah.
So how much do pumpkins cost then if someone wanted to get a pumpkin at the pumpkin patch?
We have no idea. I have no idea what a pumpkin weighs.
There's time to figure it out.
I think we were kind of thinking small, medium, and large, maybe.
Yeah, small, medium, and large. And then I just came back from the Lower 48, and I was looking at how much pumpkins are in Safeway, you know, down south, and what should we be charging here. It looks like the sale flyer for IGA at 89 cents a pound, and I really don't want to weigh them, but we'll figure that out, you know.
It'll be similar to last year.
Yeah, similar to last year. And, you know, just all of these things, remember your participation is a donation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
important, too. I mean, and even the people that are showing up to make this a really full day, I mean, they're putting in their time. Mm-hmm. You know, to offer this fun day. And so there'll be bring your dollars because the Head Start is going to have a cakewalk.
Oh, wow.
You know, so there'll be lots of fun things, games to play. And we are not doing what the chamber did with the games. We're letting each nonprofit or team, whatever, they do your own thing. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll charge whatever they charge. We're not getting involved with that at all. Whereas the chamber had sold tickets to go play a game, and then somehow that fiddled around to reimburse those people the amount of tickets, and we're not going to do that. You know, it's come support your teams and your nonprofits.
Yeah. So the Harvest Festival, essentially, there's three. St. Francis is having three fundraisers that day, which is the bake sale.
We will not do the bake sale. We'll only have the chili feed.
Oh, so no bake sale
no
on
bake
the
sale.
25th.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm not. Our next bake sale actually that is definitely on our calendar is the pie sale, the Thanksgiving pie sale.
Okay.
And that's been, Diane O'Brien has chaired that, and she puts out somehow on Facebook that for you to just reply to her with order your pies, and then we organize the delivery of them. Or if we have extra time, we may have some for sale at IGA. So it's a huge pie sale at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Another another fundraiser. Yes. And it all goes back to what you were saying. You estimate about $5,000 with the half off spays and neuters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's probably going to be our. I try to estimate where I'm going to be at the end of the year. I don't know. Well, hopefully we'll hit that $5,000 mark with our fundraising activity. Oh, we probably will. We have by the end of the year, with because the other thing we do at Christmas time is we have a table of silent auction items over at IGA.
At
First Bank.
First Bank.
Yeah. Good. Thank heavens Arthur's here.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And are there other services that St. Francis offers? You know, obviously you're doing so much already by housing the animals and the half off spays and neuters. Anything else?
Well, you know, our rehoming, you know, yes. Taking in animals. You know, it's big. We don't always take them in. We will always advertise and keep track of animals in a home that people are trying to rehome. If they want to give me the information and the picture of the animal, I'll post it. And we have also the tough part of our service is community connections. And, you know, when there's a problem animal, you gotta, and you get complaints, and we do get complaints, you have to figure out the best way to deal with the circumstance in terms of the person that's having a problem with the animal and in terms of the owner. And we've gone through many dynamic situations. And what we're doing, we are trying to work with the police department more. It used to be years ago, people would drop, they would have a problem animal in their neighborhood, and they'd just drop it at the Clinkies. And there was very little communication from then on, if any. And, you know, this, we had some, you know, people rightfully upset about that. And so if we get a complaint, I'll talk to the police chief, and I will have him, we'll make sure that whatever we're doing is within code. And then, you know, if it's a dangerous animal, of course, they take care of it. If it's just, let's see what we can figure out here, St. Francis has been taking care of those. We had a cat that was having a little problem spraying on people in the park. And, you know, that went kind of the weirdest way around in a circle without severe the people that were complaining were very, very kind. And I contacted the vet and I said, if you get a call from this person, just alter that animal. I don't care what it takes. You know, if they don't have any money, we'll figure out how we're covering the whole thing. You know, just get the animal altered in hopes we can solve this problem. But anyway, I haven't heard any complaints. I know the animal got altered.
Okay.
We covered it. And, you know, we just try to figure out ways to, sometimes animal problems are dynamic problems with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and interactions between neighbors. And we try to figure out the best way to calmly take care of that. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing about St. Francis, the new thing, is you're relocating.
Right.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. You know, one of the things in our not being busy enough, we've talked about some of the fixed costs, but above and beyond that, since COVID, the shelter that we had at the Clinkies shut down. And so we have worked to find a site and to make money to build a new shelter. And at that point, I said, well, it might take 5 years. Well, we're on 5 years. So this spring, we are going to, the board has just made a commitment. We've made, you know, enough money, we feel like, to at least get something framed in. Mm-hmm. And we're going to move forward with it. We have to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, it's, you know, my life is, you know, I have a lot of, I have a, you know, an elderly mom, and now I have a new grandbaby. And
yeah, congratulations.
Oh, but I think that we get that new shelter, it certainly makes it easier for our volunteers to approach us.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and it'll make it a better situation for animals coming in and then people coming in looking at them and adopting. The adoption situation, I think, will be better. You know, and so we have, at this last meeting, we had decided that we just have to do this. If we don't have enough money, you know, we're going to do it on a wing and a prayer. I mean, if you think about it, the Mariners Memorial was kind of built on a wing and a prayer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they started out, did it as, you know, as the money came in. And look at that beautiful thing that we have now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to trust in the community that we can finish this job.
And so you are relocating to a whole different property as well, but you need the shelter still, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the shelter. Like, what are your needs? And, yeah.
Right now, money. You know, that's, you know, it's, and we've got the property. It's a corner of the impound lot up at the industrial area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a fixed, like, shelter already, like, in mind, you know, or is the organization open to any kind of shelter?
Well, one of the things that we have to keep in mind, you know, this is a lease with the city. It's an interesting lease. There's clauses in it that make you a little nervous.
I think whatever we build has to be movable.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, has to have, yeah. have the ability to be moved. And we've been debating whether stick built or something modular.
Right. You yeah, know. I see. Well, Joan has a pamphlet in front of her right now, and a house is there with on wheels.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Like a tiny house.
A little tiny house.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're tiny houses or they're modular offices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10 foot to 12 foot wide, mm-hmm. and length. You know, it just depends on what your infrastructure is as far as a trailer goes. You know, the length of the trailers. So, you know, and we have been shopping. So, you know, final decision here come January 1st. Okay. I'll keep shopping for something that has already got four walls, but we're not really happy with what we're finding. So, it may be that we're going to actually do stick built.
Okay.
In Arthur's driveway.
Next to my boat that's sitting there now.
Yes. So what is it that you, like, need for a structure? Like, you know, you said that you're not finding what's preferable. So what is it that you need?
Ultimately, it's a empty building, except for a commode and a sink, ideally a washer and dryer, but that's not, you know, a real commitment. And as far as these modular offices we're looking at, that's what they've got in them. I mean, the ones we're looking at is just a restroom. We need a restroom. And what we're doing, because this isn't a commercial operation, I mean, we won't even need a full restroom, you know, just an enclosure for the commode, and then the sink outside of that can be used for everything. I mean, you're using it for animals, so, you know, really simple. As far as the interior goes, ideally it'd be nice to have a little space up above, you know, in these tiny homes. They're adding just a low ceiling space, you know, for storage. We modeled much of it after the in our minds after the Petersburg shelter that they put in, and they came in with a modular office. And that it was just blank space, and they put in, so to speak, cages, but they're full wall of
kennels.
What's the fencing, or just chicken wire walls?
Like chain link fencing, or
chicken wire walls that, you know, give some spaces for separating cats that don't get along. And they only have three of them, three spaces.
Oh wow!
And then they have a kitten. Cage, which if you can get a full-size bird cage type deal, floor-to-ceiling bird cage, and use that for your kitten cage, you know, because you can put climbing stuff in there for them. That you don't want, they don't have to be in a huge open space with the adult, you don't want them with the adult cats. They need to be separated. You know, pretty doggone simple, let's put it this way. It's just a say a 10 by 40 shed.
And when do you anticipate it to be in the works?
Oh, I hope by spring we're pounding some nails, if that's what we're doing.
Yeah, we gotta get on it.
Well, we're pretty much out of time, but
oh, you're kidding.
There's so much more to talk about.
There is.
Is there anything else that you would like to add to this?
Well, I just I got to thank KSDK. They are a significant part of our adventure. I mean, we get a cat in, I announce it over the community announcements that we've, you know, taken in a stray. You know, I call you guys and you announce for us. You announce all of our fundraisers, and you guys are just great in talking us up and doing that. To me, this is such an essential part of our operation, and I encourage you to continue to support KSDK financially. I mean, we're just a little bit here of need. There are so many things in our community that need KSDK, and the potential of us losing KSDK is just devastating to us. So, you know, I want to thank you for having us here today, and then encourage the community to continue to support this.
Thank you Joan.
And I hope we see everyone at the fall festival.
Again, that's October 25th, pretty much all day, but the pumpkin patch is from 2 to 4. And then one more thing, if there's volunteer people that want to volunteer, or if anyone wants to reach out and contact you, how can they do that?
Well, they just call me.
Yeah,
and I've got a recorder, and don't, if it takes me 48 hours to get back with you, just be understanding, please. It's 907-874-4593. We do have a Facebook account. If you want to get onto our Facebook, it's St. Francis Animal Rescue Wrangell. Make sure you put Wrangell or you'll get Florida. And it's FRANCES, not IS. You'll get some other animal rescue. So, yeah, that's how the main ways that you would contact us are you'll catch us at every community market and probably every place we can make money.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. We are very excited you're here. And so that was Joan Sargent and Artha DeRider, who are with St. Francis Animal Rescue,